जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram Ram Hare Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 30, verse number 47. Tatravashishtaye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujharuste prachetobhya Upadishta svayambhuva Tatravashishtaye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujharuste prachetobhya Upadishta svayambhuva Tatravashishtaye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujharuste prachetobhya Upadishta svayambhuva Tatravashishtaye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujharuste prachetobhyas Upadishta svayambhuva Tatravashishtaye vriksha Bhita duhitaram tada Ujharuste prachetobhya Upadishta Svayambhuva. Tatra, there, Avashishtaha, remaining, ye, which, Vrikshaha, trees, Bhitaha, being afraid, Duhitaram, dear daughter, Tada, At that time, Ujaharu delivered they prachetobhya unto the prachetas, upadishtaha being advised, svayambhuvaha by Lord Brahma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, the remaining trees being very much afraid of the prachetas, immediately delivered their daughter at the advice of Lord Brahma. Purport, The daughter of the trees is referred to in text 13 of this chapter. This daughter was born of Kandu and Pramalocha. The society girl Pramalocha, after giving birth to the child, immediately left for the heavenly kingdom. While the child was crying, the king of the moon took compassion upon her and saved her by putting his finger into her mouth. This child was cared for by the trees, and when she grew up, by the order of Lord Brahma, she was delivered to the Prachetas as their wife. The name of the girl was Marisha, as the next verse will explain. It was a predominating deity of the trees that delivered the daughter. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada states, Vrikshatat Adhishtatra Devataha, the trees meaning the controlling deity of those trees. In Vedic literatures, we find that there is a controlling deity of the water. Similarly, there is a controlling deity of the trees. The Prachetas were engaged in burning all the trees to ashes, and they considered the trees their enemies. To pacify the Prachetas, the predominating deity of the trees, under the advice of Lord Brahma, delivered the daughter Marisha. So, verse number 48. Techa Brahmana Adeshan Marisham Upaye Mire Yasya Mahat Avagyanad Ajani Ajana Yonijaha. So, translation, following the order of Lord Brahma, all the Prachetas accepted the girl as their wife. From the womb of this girl, the son of Lord Brahma named Daksha took birth. Daksha had to take birth from the womb of Marisha due to his disobeying and disrespecting Lord Mahadev Shiva. Consequently, he had to give up his body twice. Purport. In this connection, the word Mahat Avgyanat is significant. King Daksha was the son of Lord Brahma, therefore in a previous birth, he was a Brahmana. But because of his behaving like a non-Brahmana, a Brahmana, by insulting or disrespecting Lord Mahadeva, he had to take birth within the semen of a Kshatriya. That is to say, he became the son of the Prachetas. Not only that, but because of his disrespecting Lord Shiva, he had to undergo the tribulation of taking birth from within the womb of a woman. In the Dakshayagya arena, he was once killed by Lord Shiva's servant, Virabhadra. Because that was not sufficient, he again took birth from the womb of Marisha. At the end of the Dakshayagya and the disastrous incidents there, Daksha offered his prayer to Lord Shiva. Although he had to give up his body and take birth from the womb of a woman impregnated by the semen of a Kshatriya, he received all opulence by the grace of Lord Shiva. These are the subtle laws of material nature. Unfortunately, people in this modern age do not know how these laws are working. Having no knowledge of the eternity of the spirit soul and its transmigration, the population of the present age is in the greatest ignorance. Because of this, it is said in Bhagavatam 1.1.10, Mandaha Sumanda Mataya Manda Bhagyahi Upadritaha. The total population in this age of Kali Yuga is very bad, lazy, unfortunate, and disturbed by material conditions. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. So, last two verses, it has been seen that after Lord Vishnu gave darshan to Prachetas and he left them, and no wonder that they thought that they did not have enough of him. So, Lord is so beautiful that anybody sees him once, he always hankers to get more of his darshan. And in that state of getting mystified and in wonder regarding the beauty of Lord, Lord left them. And Prabhupada explains in that purport that Lord is renounced. One of the opulences of Lord is he is completely renounced. Though he loves his devotees, he loves them equally. So he has so many devotees to attend. So if he remains with one, he actually cannot visit others. So in that sense, he is renounced. He actually does the needful to satisfy the and reciprocate with the devotees. And then he leaves that place to some other devotee. So in this sense, Lord is renounced. And once Prachetas come out of the waters, they see that the earth is overgrown with forest. So greenery, in a general sense, seems that it is good. But as rulers, they see it as mismanagement of the kingdom. They see that if something is overgrowing and not being cultivated properly, it is a sign of mismanagement. And they also come to know that their father has left the kingdom to their care. So their anger is righteous and they actually start burning down the forest. With the strength of tapasya, they can burn down the whole forest of that particular area. But then Brahma, Lord Brahma intervenes, seeing that the anger is going on beyond what it is supposed to actually achieve. So this is Lord Brahma's duty. So Lord Brahma intervenes on many occasions. And especially when the boundaries of right and wrong are not very clear. So just like we can see in case of Prithu Maharaj episode, Lord Brahma intervenes when seemingly it is like Indra is actually doing the wrong thing. So Indra is taking away the sacrificial horse repeatedly under different disguises. And Prithu Maharaj is just tolerating it. And it is only at the end that actually he becomes too perturbed and he actually thinks of taking action against Indra. And at that time, Lord Brahma comes and he advises him not to actually take any harsh action against Indra. And he tells that it is actually not right for you to actually fight against Indra. In fact, Indra is actually more in the wrong in this episode. But then Lord Brahma also understands that who is actually more surrendered to this kind of advice. And he gives advice to Lord Prithu. And Prithu Maharaj also very much showing his renounced spirit. So being a devotee, he is not attached to doing 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas or 99 Ashwamedh Yajnas. For him, both is the same. So he is destined to go back to Godhead. So Ashwamedh Yajna is giving some highest opportunity in the heavenly kingdom. You may become Indra in heavenly kingdom, which is a very low goal for a devotee. But Prithu Maharaj is actually showing by example for the people of the kingdom how a person should perform all the Vedic sacrifices and how he should be very meticulous by doing all these things. So in order to set an example, he is actually doing all these things, the Vedic rites and the sacrifices. But already he has done 99, and that is more than sufficient to set an example for the people. So he is also actually getting carried away with the number 100. So he is not understanding the bigger picture. He has already done 99, and it is sufficient example for the general public. And still he is trying to fight with Indra. That's why Brahma intervenes. So sometimes the boundaries between right and wrong may not be very clear, and in that case, a higher authority or a bigger devotee, a more purer devotee may have to intervene. So there are many episodes. Even in Dhruva Maharaj episode, when Dhruva Maharaj's brother is killed by the Yakshas, and he attacks on the kingdom of Yakshas. So the attack is so severe and so destructive that it is said that it is as though he is about to eradicate the whole species of Yakshas from the material world. And being a devotee of Lord, he is also supported by the rishis, they call him Sharanga Dhanwa, the servant of Sharanga Dhanwa, and you cannot be defeated, and they actually inspire him to fight more. So, and Dhruva Maharaj is actually fighting very valiantly, and he is about to actually annihilate them, all of them. And then Lord Brahma again tells him that that you have made your point, that you will not just sit back when some injustice is being done, that too to the brother of a king. So that injustice has to be corrected for a Kshatriya in order to set the king in a right light. So everybody should understand that the king is not just a person who is righteous, but he is also powerful. And he has shown his power. So bringing down all the Yakshas, so many of them, is not a very small task. And he does it very well, and he proves his point. And at that time, Brahma intervenes. He also blesses him that there is no doubt that you are a very big devotee of the Lord. Even the Kuvera comes here. And Kuvera also blesses him, saying that he can ask for any boon. And he asks that I may get the devotion to Lord. So Kuvera is a mixed devotee, and he blesses them that he can get pure devotion to Lord. So it is said that the blessings are actually beyond the even the capacity of the giver. When you want to give somebody, it is not limited by your capacity. If you want to do something for yourself, then it is limited. So somebody can bless, even if he is not pure devotee, that you become a pure devotee. So that is the value of blessings. We should always try to collect blessings from whenever, wherever we get them. So that is the intervention of Brahma in Dhruva episode. So higher devotee, even Kuvera is a senior person in this episode. Then one episode comes to mind where actually Lord Brahma does not intervene much. And that episode also comes here. So Daksha is born as a direct outcome of that episode. The Sati actually annihilates herself. She burns herself in the assembly of Daksha. And actually Brahma and others actually do not intervene at that time. They actually have left that place before only. So they know about the enmity between Daksha and Lord Shiva. And Brahma does not speak up at that time. He just leaves from that place. And he does not actually participate much afterwards. So knowing that something wrong is going to happen, they actually do not attend it. During that moment, Brahma is not in that assembly. So Lord Brahma may or may not intervene in every place, but not intervening at that time actually led to such a big catastrophe, and Daksha had to get a goat head. So it may be Lord's inconceivable will also that Daksha has to be punished in some way, otherwise he won't understand. So that's why he had to get his head cut down by Virbhadra. And then Lord Brahma also, when everybody approaches Lord Brahma, the devatas approach after Virbhadra beats them up. So Lord Brahma says, what can be done? So if somebody actually offends somebody, such a big personality like Lord Shiva, what else you expect? So that's what, that those are the harsh words of Lord Brahma. He does not actually say that something has wrong has happened with you. So he is like an authority who will actually chastise when it is wrong. And then he tells them the solution, that you should directly go to Lord Shiva himself. He is actually a person who is merciful, and he will give you some solution. So Lord Brahma, most of the times, is a person who mediates these kind of interactions between devotees. Even when the earth is actually overburdened by demons, so one has to approach Lord Brahma so that he can call for Lord Vishnu, pray for Lord Vishnu in a Shirsagar ocean. Even when Indra actually tries to drown the Vrindavan by this downpour of water. And he understands that he has done some mistake, so he goes to Brahma. And Brahma also gives him the right solution. He says that you take Surbhi Kao and take her with you, and Lord cannot be angry with you for long if she is with you. She is like a mother for Lord, and he will forgive you. So he is giving the right solution even to the most complicated of problems. So that is a nature of a senior devotee, a senior Vaishnava. and a person who is in authority. And one more thing which comes to mind is that of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So we have Varaha, Varaha this Dwadashi tomorrow. So in that episode also, when Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu are troubling a lot, especially the Hiranyaksha, so the heavenly kingdom, the devatas and other people go to Indra, go to Brahma complaining. So what to do of this person? So Hiranyaksha is too much for them to handle. So he tells them the story of Jai Vijay. Quite long time ago, there were two people who were there standing at the Vaikuntha gateway, Jai and Vijay. And he tells them how they got cursed and how this all arrangement is by Lord's inconceivable will, and he will take care of it. So don't worry about it. So that's what he tells. So he is a person who is also very close to Lord, and he also understands the internal pastimes of the Lord's. And he actually assures them that don't worry, that Lord will solve whatever problems you are facing. So that is the role of Lord Brahmadev. So there are many places where Lord Brahma actually does his role very well. Plays his role very well. Only place where he is outsmarted is by Lord himself in Brahma Vimohan Leela. So that is the place. Sometimes Lord actually teaches even the highest authority that he is not fallible. So in Brahma Vimohan Leela, actually the Brahmadeva becomes bewildered by Lord's this illusory potency. So that is but just as a pastime. It is not that Lord Brahma is a Mahajan. And just to tell who is the boss, sometimes Lord actually also tames a person who is at a very high position, a pure devotee also. So that is Lord's pastimes. And then here we can see Prabhupada also speaks in the verse where the Daksha is born again in the womb of Marisha. He says that this is because of his offense to Lord Shiva, a big devotee like Lord Shiva, because he has offended him. Getting his head cut off once was not sufficient. And even though he prayed to him, he had to again take birth in the womb of a Kshatriya. So he is downgraded definitely. But because Lord Shiva is merciful, he is actually in a very wealthy family and very opulent family. He is in the family of Prachetas, who are devotees, who have just now seen Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. So he is not like in a very remote corner of the world. He is still in a very big family. So that is also at the same time mercy of a Vaishnava, but at the same time the karma or the offenses actually are not completely nullified so easily. And one has to face the consequences. So he gets both. He gets some opulence, and they may be called as bad in one sense because they are not very conducive. If somebody is too opulent by birth, it is not very conducive for pure bhakti. So that is also a curse in one sense. But born in a high family, just like in Bhagavad Gita it is said, somebody who is yoga bhrashta, he may be born in an aristocratic family or a family of a devotee. So in one sense, Daksha is born in family of a devotee as well as in an aristocratic family. So that is mercy of Lord Shiva. He is not completely degraded. And Prabhupada speaks of one verse, 1.1.10, Prayena Alpa Ayushya Sabhya. He says that there are very intricate laws of karma that are in play, and people are very ignorant of these. And he speaks that is the nature of age of Kali. And then he gives this verse, Prayena Alpa Ayushya Sabhya, Kalasmin Yugejana, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagyehi Upadrata. So in that purport of this Prayena Alpa Ayushya, Prabhupada gives a very good explanation of Alpa Ayushya. He says that the short lifespan is not necessarily because of less eating. It is because of too much of sense enjoyment. He says that overeating, over sense enjoyment, getting indebted or taking help from the others unnecessarily, and artificial standards of living are the four things which will sap away your life energy. So he says these are the four things which will actually extract all your life force. So this he Prabhupada speaks about the alpa ayushya there. And he says manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi upadrata. And Prabhupada says that growing trees is not required for humans. Trees grow on their own. Actually, for a person to live happily and easily, it is that he should cultivate the land by clearing the forest, and whatever wood he gets, he should use for building the houses. And he says that the propaganda that the rains come because of the trees is actually false, because the rains also fall on the oceans, which do not have any trees on them. Okay. So, clearing of the land, clearing of the highlands to make a land flat, cultivating them, bringing them under agriculture is one of the duties of a king. So it is said when the Prithu Maharaj took over, he actually was doing that thing. He was clearing the land and he was bringing it under cultivation. And he was extracting the resources from the Mother Nature, and she was trying to resist him. And that's why he chastised her in the form of a cow. So Prabhupada actually tells that short lifespan is not a problem, but then they are also lazy. Sumanda matayaha, they are also less intelligent. And manda bhagyahi upadrataha. Even if somehow luckily they meet a devotee, they are somehow actually diverted again. That is the manda bhagya. So somebody may come across a devotee, but there are so many distractions in this age, he will be diverted again. And the distractions are more frequent and the devotee association is less frequent. So person usually goes away. Just a small association actually leaves a lasting impression. But in Kali Yuga, because too many distractions are there, we have to again and again repeatedly try to reach to the people. And that way actually they can come to their original intelligence, and higher intelligence, and understand what is what. So Prabhupada speaks of manda bhagya. So that manda bhagya has to be corrected, but that is only by the mercy of the devotees. So the overall flow of the verses is that the last verses speak of renunciation of the Lord and the righteous anger of the Lord's devotees. Then it speaks of getting into the right role according to your duty that has been given to you by your Lord and your superiors. So they are getting into the role of a king. And so they are actually punishing the trees. So those who are overgrown. And then Brahma intervenes, and that is the example of a senior devotee or authority intervening. And the last thing there is that offender of a devotee actually has to undergo a lot of tribulation. At the same time, a devotee is very much merciful, even to an offender. And he is not degraded very much. He actually gets another opportunity to again correct his past mistakes. So, I was considering whether one should bring up the Marisha marrying 10 Prachetas. So, these are like exceptional things in the scriptures. So one of the exceptional cases when the 5 Pandavas married with Draupadi. And there also some references come. I think that one of the references is about Prachetas in that discussion when Vyasdeva speaks. So he speaks that just like Prachetas, by the law, order of the Supreme Lord, could marry, 10 Prachetas could marry one girl. Similarly, this is the destiny. This has been preordained. That's why it is allowed. So these exceptional cases are true only when a Mahajana intervenes or Supreme Lord intervenes on his own. Just like in that case, Vyasadeva is himself telling. Vyasadeva is a Mahajan. How it is right. And here Supreme Lord himself is telling them. So these are exceptions, and only exception are allowed when the dharma, the creators of dharma only can actually make these exceptions. So we say that Mahajana yena gata supanta, means Mahajanas can tell about dharma, or Supreme Lord who actually can make the dharma, only those people can tell you what the exceptions are. Otherwise the general rule is not this. So that is about the Prachita episode. So I thought of speaking about Vaman avatar also, and Vara avatar also, because tomorrow is and this Vara Dwadashi. So the episode is very much entertaining for the Lord, and even the description is such that the devotees also relish it. And Hiranyaksha is a super powerful demon, so powerful that he actually can drown the Mother Earth also with his exploitation in the Garbhada Koshan. And so powerful that the heavenly gods are actually running to Lord Brahma so that he can help. And the Samudra Devata, when the Samudra Devata is approached by this Hiranyaksha in a very arrogant mood, whether you can fight with me. And Samudra Devata is also challenging him in a different way. He says that I am too old for your fight, but there is a person who will come and actually he will lay waste you on a battlefield. Means he actually is in one way actually bringing him down also, but he is also backing out from the battle. He does not want to fight with Hiranyaksha. So he is telling that you will be sufficiently beaten up by somebody who will come and beat you up. So you should try to find out Lord Vishnu. And just like Lord cannot actually postpone the devotee's will for long, true to his words, actually Lord Brahma, from the nostril of Lord Brahma, actually Vara avatar comes. And Varadev, it is said that he is like a thumb in the beginning. And then, but his proportions soon increase, so that even the earth is dwarfed before him. The earth, actually, it is said Bhumandal somewhere, and it is said earth somewhere. But the proportions of Varadev is like that of the whole universe. So he's so big in proportions that he can lift the Mother Earth out of the Garbhada Koshan and place her again in her rightful position. And here the Hiranyaksha comes and he challenges the Lord. He says that, where are you running, O coward? Where are you taking the earth away? Like that he is chastising Lord. And Lord just tolerates it, just as a fuel for his anger. And Lord actually does not become angry any time. But here, in the mood of a fight, he actually also shows his anger. And he also actually chastises back this Hiranyaksha. In different words, he chastises him. And the devotees also, devotees like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur say that whatever chastisement or whatever bad words the Hiranyaksha is speaking, those are actually can be interpreted in a different way as glorification of Lord also. So Mother Saraswati can never tolerate the blasphemy of her dear Lord. So it has a different interpretation also. So the fight begins, and it is as though they are actually struggling to gain upper hand. It is not like one-sided fight, that Supreme Lord has come and he easily can beat up anybody. So scripturally it is very easy for him to beat anybody. But here he wants to take the joy of fight. So he's enjoying his fight with the Hiranyaksha. And because he is Jay and Vijay, he is one of them, he is also empowered to give an equal fight with the Lord, by Lord's will him only. And he gives a very good fight. And there also comes one point where actually the mace of Varadev falls down. And it is also described as a very beautiful scene, how it swirls and falls down. And then suddenly the devatas are actually gasping, what has happened? How is this possible? And now what will happen? So there is a thrill, there is a drama in that fight. So Lord actually stages that way. And finally, he just beats him behind the ear and he just collapses. And he just does not collapse like that. He collapses as though he has been hit by a very big vehicle. So he, like, all four limbs are splayed and the hairs are scattered and the eyes are out. So that kind of death, just he beats him behind the ear and he's dead here and there. So it is anticlimactic death at the end of the episode. So that is the nature of Lord's pastimes. So the devotees relish them differently. And Lord also actually likes them to have somebody to fight on equal terms with him. So that is a brief, actually the pastime is very elaborate and there is it is very beautifully explained. So I will finish here. So anybody has any questions? Okay, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.